Ondo's Oasis Pro wins SEC and FINRA nod for tokenized securities. Ondo Finance said its broker-dealer subsidiary, Oasis Pro Markets, has received authorization from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission and the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority to offer tokenized equities and funds to U.S. investors. The announcement was shared on July 24, 2026, and reported by Cointelegraph the same day. The detail that matters is the counterparty. Most tokenized stock products available to date have run through offshore entities and excluded U.S. residents, precisely because bringing securities on-chain inside U.S. borders requires broker-dealer registration and alternative trading system, ATS, permissions. Oasis Pro Markets holds that registration, which is the piece rivals have spent years trying to acquire. A regulated wrapper around on-chain stocks, tokenized equities are blockchain tokens that represent ownership of or economic exposure to real shares such as an S&P 500 fund or a single U.S. stock. The pitch is programmable settlement, near round-the-clock trading, and the ability to hold equities in the same wallet as stablecoins and other digital assets. The obstacle has never been the technology. It has been the license. U.S. securities law treats a token that tracks a stock as a security, so any venue matching buyers and sellers needs the same approvals as a conventional trading platform. That is why earlier tokenized stock launches from large offshore exchanges walled off American users. Oasis Pro Markets clearing the SEC and FINRA process removes that specific barrier for Ondo's offering. Ondo already runs one of the larger tokenized asset businesses in the market through its U.S. Treasury and money market products. Adding equities and funds under a registered broker-dealer extends that footprint from yield products into the far larger equities market. The offshore to onshore shift. The tokenized real-world asset sector has grown quickly, but the equities slice has stayed offshore by design. A U.S. broker-dealer authorization reframes the competitive map. It signals that regulators are willing to let tokenized securities operate inside the perimeter, rather than only being pushed to jurisdictions with lighter rules. That connects to a broader 2026 pattern. Traditional venues are moving toward always-on markets, with the London Stock Exchange planning 24/7 trading in 2027 to counter crypto rails. Banks are staffing up for the same shift, as seen when Bank of America named executives to lead its tokenization push. A registered U.S. on-ramp for tokenized equities is the kind of infrastructure those moves assume will exist. Points to watch before the hype settles: an authorization is a permission, not a live product at scale. Several questions remain open based on the announcement alone: which assets go live first, and whether access is limited to accredited investors at launch or open to retail. How secondary trading and settlement work in practice, including custody of the underlying shares, fee structure, and how it compares to holding the same exposure through a normal brokerage account. The announcement is a single official source at the time of writing, so the specifics above should be treated as pending rather than confirmed. Tokenized securities also carry the usual risks of any early on-chain market: smart contract exposure, thinner liquidity than mature stock markets, and the possibility that a token trades at a discount or premium to the asset it tracks. For crypto users, the practical read-through is narrower than the headlines suggest. This is about equity settlement, not spending. It does not change how a debit or self-custody crypto card works today. What it does hint at is a future where the same wallet that funds a card could also hold tokenized stocks under U.S. regulated rails, though that convergence is still theoretical. The macro backdrop stayed subdued as the news landed. Bitcoin traded near $64,953, down 1.2% over 24 hours, with Ether around $1,865, down 3.2%. As of July 24, 2026, the Fear and Greed Index sat at 36 in fear territory, so the announcement did not spark a broad market move.